Niall Collins, Minister for State for Skills and Education, is in our Limerick studio. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Senior coalition figures met yesterday and we hear that there will be a decisive announcement tomorrow. But I suppose the fact that they couldn't announce yesterday, this does really suggest a reluctance to put the whole country under level 5 restrictions for 6 weeks as recommended, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. The government is taking a very measured and constructive approach to any decisions that we have to take over the next number of days. As has been rightly pointed out, the government, or at least the three party leaders and the two finance ministers and the Minister for Health, met with the CMO and the acting CMO yesterday, along with the CEO of the HSC. A very constructive presentation was given in relation to where we are, in relation to hospital capacity and in relation to the projected trend of the virus. There was a detailed question and answer session, and the three party leaders and the ministers discussed it at length. These are big decisions which are going to have to be taken. They impact on people's lives, on people's livelihoods, on business, on the economy, and they can't be taken in a rushed manner or they can't be taken lightly. So
are other options being considered, like stricter enforcement?
Well, I wasn't party to the discussions, but needless to say, I think we will see an escalation in terms of the restrictions. As to what that escalation will be, I can't say at this point in time. Most of the country is at level 3. Counties Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan are level 4, as you know, and Dublin is at level 3 plus. So we will have to see what the cabinet decision is tomorrow. There will be a number of, I suppose, informal back-channel discussions taking place today, and the cabinet will meet tomorrow and will discuss it further at length, and a decision is likely to flow from that tomorrow at some point in time during the day. I think, look, the message that I want to give out to people is government won't rush any decision, because any decision which is taken will have serious impacts on some people, on their businesses potentially. Some people may lose their jobs, some businesses may close. So there is fallout from decisions, there's consequences that flow from decisions, and government has to take a responsible course of action, bearing in mind the backdrop of the pandemic, where we are with it, bearing in mind the best public health advice, but also bearing in mind that we have societal and wider economic considerations to keep in mind also.
And of course, this is going to cost a lot of money, because supports are necessary when restrictions come in. Was any of this factored into the financial planning for this year, or is this going to be extra money now that has to be borrowed?
No. Absolutely, this is factored in. And I heard David Cullinan say to you at least 3 times earlier that the government wasted the summer period. And that's just a complete load of rubbish and nonsense. The government invested heavily through the July stimulus, where 7 billion euros was made available to our economy and to our public services. We are building more permanent capacity in our health services. We are supporting people through the pandemic unemployment payment. Almost 3.5 billion euros has been paid out to date under the pandemic unemployment payment. So the government set out in its budget priorities 3 basic principles: to protect vulnerable persons, to build permanent health capacity, which is ongoing, and to protect workers and business. So that the budget, which was only of last Tuesday, has provided for all of that.
And there is there.
There is a, well, yes, it is there. And there's a contingency factored into our budget in relation to unforeseen events. And we have planned, and we have provided for, and we're ready to face the challenges. So I think what we have to be clear and say to people is the government can't suppress this virus on our own. It isn't myself or it isn't members of the cabinet. Everybody right across the country, within their own homes, within our own communities, we all have an active role to play in suppressing the virus, and we have to stick to the basics.
What about schools, Minister? Sorry. What about schools? It looks like schools will stay open come hell or high water. Will colleges, do you think, have to continue online for the foreseeable future?
Well, colleges will continue online for the foreseeable future, but the government are very clear, and again, this was discussed yesterday, our schools are not an issue, our schools are not a problem, and that's the feedback and the advice from the public health experts. So for the foreseeable future, there is no changes to our primary and to our secondary school regime. Schools will continue. We're adamant that it's very important for our children and for our secondary school going students that their education, that their social interaction at school continues, because as we know, they were the cohort which were seriously impacted when the lockdown came in last March. So from that point of view, there's no issue there. That will continue. Our third level colleges have pretty much all bar practicals have moved to an online platform and an online forum, and that will continue for the foreseeable future also.
And of course, something that's on a lot of people's minds, the GAA Inter-County Championships, do you think they should go ahead if we do move to a higher level?
Yeah, well, look, again, I would certainly hope that they do. I think we have to try and keep a sense of normality as much as we can. These are big decisions which will have to be taken. But certainly if games can be played behind closed doors, and again, I'm expressing a personal view, I would like to see that going ahead. You had a series of first round championship games were played this weekend, yesterday, and some more later today. So hopefully that situation will pertain into the foreseeable future.
Now, the lesson that we're learning, and right across Europe, not just here, is that you can't open up too fast. And in summer, I suppose the idea was open up so we can get something out of the end of the summer season. If we lock down for 6 weeks now, it would be open up to save Christmas. Do you think Christmas is a write-off at this stage?
No, I don't. We have published the Living with COVID plan. We have levels 1 to 5. We've also built into that a flexibility. Flexibilities within level 1 to 5 that you can have, for example, level 3 plus some add-on restrictions, or as you can move up and down between the levels. That's very, very important that people see clearly a roadmap and understand what's expected and what's allowable and what's not allowable. Equally, I think it's fair to say, and again, this was discussed by the three party leaders yesterday, that we have to have an exit strategy or an end point in sight, in other words, where we want to get to. And I think once that is decided, once the government decide tomorrow on what increased levels of restrictions that we're going to have for what period of time, people will clearly want to know, and I think government are cognizant of this and understand that they will also have to say tomorrow what the end point or what the exit strategy is. In other words, giving people a target to live towards.
Yes.
And have clear visibility in relation to that.
Minister Niall Collins, thank you very much for joining us from Limerick. We're